This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
There's nothing that makes you a child of God more than being a man or woman who's a peacemaker, who seeks to take two people who are at odds and bring them together. Some of you know where I'm going with this because it's my favorite story on peacemaking, told by Lloyd Ogilvy, who used to preach at the Hollywood First Presbyterian Church, then became the chaplain of the Senate. But before he even went to Hollywood, he was a minister of a church in Pennsylvania. His first Sunday, he went to the church in Pennsylvania. Some of the elders met with him and said, "Lloyd, we got to tell you about something. We didn't tell you this in the interview process, but we need to tell you today. We have two women in the church here that absolutely, positively hate one another. They don't dislike one another, they hate one another. One sits on this side of the church, and one sits on this side of the church. Here are their names, here's what they look like. Don't bring those two women together for anything. In other words, don't have them serve on the same committee, don't have them function together, don't ever bring them together, even face to face for anything. Because, Lloyd, you need to understand, these two women hate one another." You know what Lloyd Ogilvy said? His first response was initially, "Thanks for the heads up. Appreciate the advice." But Lloyd Ogilvy said the more that he mulled that over, the more he thought about it, he realized this is the church. This is the body of Christ, and I've got to deal with two women who are identified as two women who hate each other's guts, and I can't bring them together for anything. And he realized this is crazy. This doesn't make sense. This is not somewhere out in the business world, out in the education world, or out wherever. This is in the church, the body of Christ. So Lloyd Ogilvy did something that's considered risky. He went to one woman, and he went to the other separately, and began talking to them about the problem that each of them had with the other. And then after a period of weeks of doing that, another period of weeks where eventually he brought the two of them together just to talk for a minute, and then to talk to each other again for a few minutes, and then to have a long counseling session or two together. And over a period of months, the day came when, get this, when the two women stood in front of the congregation with their arms around one another and wept in front of the congregation and said, "Would you forgive us? Would you forgive us as a church for what we have done, for the negative example that we have brought about in this congregation?" That would have never happened, folks. That would have never happened if a man by the name of Lloyd Ogilvy hadn't decided, "I'm going to be a peacemaker." He may not have cognitively thought of that and used those terms, but he just said, "This is wrong. I'm going to bring them together. I want to share with you that according to Jesus, a peacemaker is a child of God." Now here's the question I want to ask you. If godly wisdom is connected with being a peacemaker, what peacemaking have you done in the last 5 years? Anywhere? I think I surprised some people in the first service when I said this, but you can go to church for 50 years and be a strife maker, not a peacemaker. You can be raised in the church from the cradle roll on up to the, you know, the last class they have at that church and be a strife maker. You can be in the body of Christ and be a strife maker. Why? Because Lloyd Ogilvy had two women that hated one another. In his church, two women that hated one another, but he brought them together. And my message to you is this: decide today to be a person with godly wisdom who brings people together as a peacemaker.
Well, it may seem strange to talk about godly wisdom being manifested by being a peacemaker, but God tells us things that perhaps don't make sense to us from our logic or the world's logic, but that's what we continue tomorrow, being a peacemaker as a way of demonstrating wisdom.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.